Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. Royals drop the opener in Miami. They cough up a four-run lead. It's the largest blown lead loss of the season. Final score, Marlins 9, Royals 6. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Now, oftentimes on the On Deck show, I talk a lot about the amount of pressure that is on the shoulders of these 22, 23, 24, 25-year-old Royals. Now, Salvi doesn't feel pressure when his team's 24 games below 500. Now, he wants to produce, but he's not up there shaking in his cleats, right? But these other Royals, the Royals that are still trying to find their footing in the big leagues, they feel that pressure. I mention often that this Royals pitching staff, on average, gives up more than 5 runs a game. Meaning, when Bobby's driving to the ballpark, he knows, if I don't put up 6 runs, we don't have a chance. Vinny and MJ, Massey and Michael and the rest, if we don't put up 6 runs tonight, we don't stand a chance. It's a lot to ask. It's a lot to put 6 runs on the board. Royals have only done it. Tonight was just the 15th time this season they've scored 6 runs. And yet, they lose. So they did what they thought they needed to do, and it's still not enough. This game is brutal. I mean, what's your message to those young hitters? I asked that question to Mike Moustakas this past weekend. He says, you know, keep going and keep believing in the guy next to you. We all wanted to be the best right out of the gate, and we all want such great results that we often forget that were in the big leagues. Moose had some great advice. If you have better advice, please pass it along. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. What do you tell these guys? Nick Prado, Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, and Salvador Perez. Those four hitters, your top four hitters tonight, they combined to drive in 4 runs in the first 3 innings of the game. They staked this Royals pitching staff to a 4-run lead heading to the bottom of the third. And that Royals pitching staff, along with the Royals defense, would surrender 9 unanswered runs. 9 unanswered runs, and the Royals fall by a final count of 9-6. As a matter of fact, the Royals' record this season when they score 6 runs, when they do what they believe must be done, when they accomplish their goal, they're barely winning half of the games. They've scored 6 or more 15 times. They're 8-7 in those games. But if I can be real with you, I'm not angry. I'm not disappointed. As a matter of fact, as I look at this game and what matters, what truly matters, because 2023, it's a wrap, right? You know it. I know it. I mean, they're 24 games below 500. And it's not the first time. Right? 24 below, been there. Another loss to open up a road trip, done that. None of this is surprising. So I'm not angry. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty happy. Come away from this game happy. Not pleased. No, I wish. Because the better they are, the more listeners we have, the more excitement there is around the city. I'm not happy with the 18-42 record here 60 games into the season. Of course not. But you can't. Maybe you can. Are you still screaming? Because the takeaway from a Mike Meyer start in a season when the team is 24 games below 500, you look to the kids. You look to the 22, 23, 24-year-olds. And tonight, the 22-year-old Bobby Witt Jr., infield knock, stolen base, scores in the third inning. The 23-year-old Michael Garcia plays a smooth shortstop. Michael Garcia looking like a shortstop, making Bobby look like a third baseman. Nonetheless, Garcia, terrific night defensively, and he reaches base with a two-out walk in the sixth inning, a sacrifice fly in the eighth. Michael Garcia, by the way, in his last 15 games, hitting .319 with a .900 OPS. The 24-year-old, Nick Prado. Beautiful swing in the first inning for a leadoff single. He would come around to score. And then in the third, in his second plate appearance, he sees 3 straight sliders from Braxton Garrett, the left-handed pitcher. Right? Lefty on lefty. 3 straight sliders from Garrett, and Prado jumped on the one that was in the middle of the plate. The third one was fat. And Prado didn't miss it. His fourth home run of the season, 407 feet, gives the Royals a 3-0 lead. Prado has been on an absolute tear since being recalled. 33 games now, the 24-year-old's hitting .307 with an OPS of .888. And then the other 24-year-old in MJ Melendez in front of the home crowd. RBI double in the first, RBI single in the third, and a stolen base as well. MJ Melendez has a hit in 8 of his last 10 games, a batting average of .290, and an OPS of .937. That's something that matters. Because Prado, Melendez, Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., these guys are going to be on the team in 2024, 2025, and beyond. I don't know about Mike Myers. And if we're being reasonable here, the reason why you lost 9-6 tonight was because Mike Myers was leaving some pitches in the middle of the zone. Miami was willing to go to the opposite field. Didn't squeeze the bat any tighter with 2 outs. Didn't grip it anymore with 2 strikes. Just took what the pitcher gave him, some terrific approaches, some fat pitches, and it turns out to be 6 earned runs charged to Mike Myers in just 3 innings of work. I lay the loss at his feet. Does that make me angry? Does that make you angry that Mike Myers cost you a game? Now, maybe it makes you angry that he's in the position to I mean, have a firm grip on a rotation spot. Maybe that makes you angry. Oh, okay, maybe. Maybe Drew Waters making an error in the fifth inning and that costing the team a ninth run. Maybe that makes you angry. Drew Waters, tough night, no doubt. An error that turns into a run. And then the last best chance this Royals team had. Top of the sixth inning. Royals trailing 7-4. Bases loaded, two outs. Drew Waters comes up and strikes out, swinging through a slider. I can't get too disappointed in the 24-year-old Drew Waters. That was his 26th plate appearance of the season. 26th. I was rooting for him, but I didn't have expectations that a celebration was around the corner. I wasn't expecting him to come through. I was cheering for him, hoping for him, not expecting him to come through. Waters and Myers are the culprits tonight, but the heroes, at least the guys that tried to put the cape on early as they staked you to a four-run lead, Prado, Bobby, MJ, Salvi. I'm not saying you need to celebrate or even enjoy it, but that's my takeaway tonight, because those guys matter to the long-term health and the long-term, hopefully, success for this Royals organization. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals fall in Miami 9-6. I mentioned those 22, 23, 24-year-olds. Who are you willing to trade? I brought it up earlier today on the On Deck Show, a conversation I had with Vinny Pasquantino and him talking about just how close this group has become throughout this losing, the ways in which they go about picking up one another, instilling confidence in one another. And you know, Bobby, Massey, and Vinny, they were all drafted in 2019. They got a bond, right? Drew Waters, MJ Melendez, and Nick Prado were all drafted in 2017. They've been through similar experiences. Unique experiences when you throw in what happened in 2020. Now, of those six, and I guess maybe you throw Michael Garcia into the group. Of those seven hitters, 25 and under, who are you willing to trade? Who's the one that you think can be the centerpiece of a package to help turn this thing around by 2024, 2025? I'll give you my thoughts, but I want to hear from you again. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. 913-586-7610. Royals drop the opener in Miami 9-6. We hear from you after this.
This is the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
9-6, the final score. Royals drop the opener in Miami. Carlos Hernandez comes out throwing gas, putting the three-hitter away with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball, blowing 99 past the Miami cleanup hitter, and then a slider to the six-hitter. Retires the first and second, six up, six down, 23 pitches. Hernandez, third game, serving as the opener. Three games, six innings, 10 strikeouts, no walks, only two hits. Very impressive. And now the text line, understandably so, seeing a lot of this right now. Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, I'm probably jumping the gun, but I find Carlos Hernandez's progress very encouraging. Could he possibly earn his way back into the rotation, maybe a trial spot start in the near future? And then another one here from the 918. Vern, the pitching feels pretty hopeless. I know I asked this earlier in the season, but at this point, any chance they give Carlos Hernandez another chance to be a starter? Well, of course there's a chance. You can't rule anything out. You're 24 games.
Attention fans of jury duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Games below 500, and we got 102 games to go. I can't imagine things are going to get prettier as we head down the stretch. I don't think this pitching staff's going to get healthier. So, of course, there's a chance. Royals might have no other choice but to go that route. And you know what? Maybe this coaching staff has unlocked something in Carlos Hernandez. Maybe. I don't want to be Mr. Negative and dismiss the idea. I don't know. My opinion, though, is that it's not in the cards for Carlos Hernandez. And it pains me to say this, and I'm pretty sure I said this last time you asked. It pains me to say this because Carlos Hernandez, I thought him, Singer, and Lynch would be the reason why this team and this franchise would avoid a season like this in 2023. And 2020, 2021, it was about Hernandez and Lynch, oh, and also Brady Singer. I've always love the mentality and the fight and the determination and competitiveness of Brady Singer. But what I liked even more was the size and the velocity and the 4-5 pitch mix of Carlos Hernandez and Daniel Lynch. Love the sinker slider, love everything that Brady Singer has, but there are some things that he just can't have. And 100-mile-per-hour fastball is one of them. And that big old base that Carlos Hernandez has. Yeah, man. Hernandez has everything you would want. We used to call him the Bull on this show. Loved him. But he just was unable. As a younger man, no doubt, maybe he matured and he's past this. But had a difficult time remaining locked in, remaining focused, continuing to execute, not getting ahead of yourself. Now, again, maybe that is exactly what we're talking about of late with Bobby Witt Jr. Maybe that's just youth. Maybe Carlos has grown out of that. I don't think it'll happen this year, but certainly 2024, 2025, you just can't rule it out. But no, I'm not expecting it anytime soon. The Royals and this coaching staff are trying very hard to maintain a consistent message. And the message to Carlos Hernandez is you're going to be a high leverage reliever. That's what we want you to focus on, letting it eat, going out there and being on the attack, remaining locked in, and execute the game plan. And the game plan is raid the zone. Pump strikes, throw it right down the middle because they can't touch what you got, big fella. Does he have the ability to focus, concentrate, block out the noise, calm that heart rate? Does he have the ability to do that over 5, 6, 7 innings every fifth day? I don't believe so. I hope I'm wrong, because when I believed that he could be that guy, it was the best time since 2015, since Haas and all those guys departed. The best time to be a Royals fan since that 2017 season wrapped up, yeah, I would say was about the end of the 2020 season, when Hernandez, Lynch, and Singer, and you knew Bobby was on the way. That's when hope was at its brightest, at least in my eyes. You can always text in. Text lines open 24/7, 913-586-7610. So Carlos Hernandez goes 3 up, 3 down, handing it off to today's bulk pitcher, the long guy, basically the starting pitcher, Mike Myers. 75 pitches, 9 outs. 75 pitches, 7 runs, 6 of them earned. Drew Waters gets charged with one of them. 6 earned runs on 9 hits, only 1 walk, but only 1 strikeout. He had this to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Gave up 7 runs in 3 innings, so not good. I thought I made some quality pitches there early, and they either, took them or put the barrel to the ball, so they had a good approach against me, and, can't happen.
You seem to have like going the other way. Do you sense that they make an adjustment, maybe on other outings of yours, or how did you anticipate their approach?
I didn't anticipate their purchase like that, clearly. Clearly after, the first 3 outings, they saw something, and that was their approach. Whether it was a slider or, me not throwing fastballs in, enough. I thought there were a couple of bats that really stood out as far as, I thought I made quality pitches, and, they put the barrel on the ball.
All right, there you go. That's Mike Myers, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. He takes the loss, his first as a Royal. Josh Staumont came out in the 6th inning, gave up a 2-run home run, a no-doubter. And recorded the first 2 outs, but that was really the theme of the day, right? Royals jump out to a 4-0 lead, heading to the bottom of the 3rd. Marlins get 2 off of Myers in the 3rd inning. But then in the 4th, Myers records 2 outs, 2 fairly quick outs. 9 pitches, 2 outs. So with 2 outs and nobody on, you're feeling good. Royals still up 4-2. But then 4 runs come into score in that 4th inning for Miami. And instead of a 2-run lead, it's now a 2-run deficit. Myers comes out again in the 5th and retires the first 2 that he faces. 9 pitches, 2 outs again. But then the Drew Waters error, a wild pitch, and a base hit, and it's another run. And now it's a 3-run deficit. Josh Staumont comes in, 2 outs, 9 pitches, and then 2 more runs come in to score. That makes it 9-4 Miami. The Royals would get 2 and 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. Sack fly from Michael Garcia in the 8th. And single to left from Drew Waters in the ninth to cut the deficit to three, but that's as close as the boys would get. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Marlins go 5-for-7 with runners in scoring position. And again, the Royals' record falls to a low watermark of 24 games below 500. Let's head out to Overland Park and talk with Chris. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I just want to say Quintero needs to get thrown out of the game. When Nicky Lopez strikes out on a ball that's 3 inches off the plate, am I wrong here? You need to go out there and raise hell.
Talking about the eighth inning, yeah, 96-mile-per-hour fastball well off the plate, and Nicky called for the third and final strike, third and final out of that eighth inning. Royals at that time down 9-5, nobody on base. Possibly, I don't know. I wasn't screaming for it, but then again, that anger was never in me tonight. Go ahead.
Nicky's a lot like Salvi. He's not going to argue. You got to go out there and fight for your guy. You got to go out there. I mean, you got to go out there and fight for your guy.
I got you. I wasn't feeling it at the time. That doesn't mean you're wrong, though. I didn't think it was that game where they had been getting jobbed by the umpire and they felt a disservice had been done or they were being disrespected. I didn't feel that. Again, I feel like the Royals lost this game on their own. The guys that needed a message to be sent, you know, Mike Myers pitch better, and for God's sakes, outfielders, can we communicate? It seems like once a day we're seeing a near collision between, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr. and Edward Olivares, Edward Olivares and Drew Waters, Drew Waters and MJ Melendez. I know we got some youth out there, but, you know, don't worry about looking cool. Don't worry about the ego. Get out of there. If someone else calls, if the center fielder calls it, bail. And Drew Waters, you got to call it sooner. So if getting thrown out by standing up for Nicky Lopez is going to send a message that this defensive, you know, all you can really call it is an inexperienced, youthful defensive mistakes. Unless you think him getting thrown out is going to send that message to the dugout, I don't know. I think a lot of that is a dog and pony show. Maybe you're right. Maybe the guys see Q get thrown out in the top of the eighth inning with them down 4 and say, all right, here we go. All right, let's go get them. Honestly, I think they'd see through it if it was fake. I think they'd see right through it. But hey, that's your opinion. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for listening, Chris. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Well, I got a couple of things I want to talk about here. First off, I kind of want to add on to what he said. I don't think Quintero should have charged the mound. I've gone off, not the mound, the umpire. Yeah, you know, at that point for the Royals, it's pretty much like we're down a million at that point. I don't feel like that happening would have changed the effect of this game. Now, I mean, I'd have to call a check tomorrow when the umpire scorecard comes out, but I mean, I don't think it would have changed the effect of this game. For two, I want to talk about the pitching. I mean, I know Mike Meyer allowed a lot of runs. I'm not going to blame everything on him. There was a couple of defensive miscues, but he was the main fault on this one. I mean, sometimes you're going to have those bad starts. Sometimes Michael Myers cannot slay the competition like he did against the Cardinals. I mean, sometimes it's not going to happen. Sometimes that scary movie guy is going to go down sometimes and get killed. And that's pretty much what happened today. And the Marlins slayed Mike Myers today.
All right.
And then thirdly,
you're ruining the show.
Third.
Oh. Well, hey, you know what, Ty? I'm not in charge. put that on the producer, who will remain nameless for the time being. I did not do that, Ty. I did not do that, I promise. Royals allowed eight. Well, they allowed nine runs. But the Royals have allowed eight runs in 16 games this season. They've only played 60. That's more than a quarter of the games. They're giving up eight runs. But yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., let the game come to you. Don't try to force it. Don't be so aggressive out there. You kidding me? We got to score nine runs to have a chance. Hey, Vinny, don't press, man. You're doing so well. Don't try to do more. What do you mean, don't try to do more? Have a 900 OPS, and we're 18 games below 500. Well, that's where they were when he had a 900 OPS. Then maybe started trying to do a little bit too much. And they still have a terrible record. It doesn't matter, but man, it's got to be tough to not grip it if you're one of those young hitters and you're just not getting the support from your pitching. Vinny had the night off, his second day off over the past few weeks. Smart, good. Salvador Perez was one of three Royals with multiple hits tonight. Prado, Melendez, and Salvi. Salvi's multi-hit night was his team-leading 18th multi-hit game. He's done so in half of his last 10 games. Add it all up, though, and it's the 42nd loss of the season, and it's now up to Zach Greinke to turn this thing around. He'll square off with the left-hander Jesus Luzardo tomorrow at 5:40. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4:30. We'll head back inside that Royals clubhouse and take a dive into the text line after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The 1-2. Prado drills it deep to right field. Sanchez back, turns around, looks up, and it's gone into the second deck. Nick Prado unloads for a solo home run, and the Royals lead 3-0 in the top of the third.
That lead would grow 4-0 after the top half of the third. It was as good as it would get. 4-0 heading to the bottom of the third. 9 unanswered from Miami does the boys in blue in as it normally does. 9-6 the final score, but Nick Prado stays red hot since his recall. 33 games, a batting average of .307, an OPS of .888. Royals record, though, 18-42. My game notes following this 9-6 loss presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Let's go to the text line, the 913. Vern just wanted to give a shout out to my man Nick Prado. He looks like a true leadoff hitter. Yeah, this was the 10th game for Prado in the leadoff spot. He's hitting .275 with an OPS of .845 atop the lineup. Certainly looks comfortable. Doesn't look anxious in the box. Bobby always looked anxious. Still kind of does. Now, Bobby today, 1-for-5, run scored, stolen base, his 19th stolen base of the season. That's fourth best in baseball. Infield single, Bobby hit in the 2 spot today. That was his 17th start outside the leadoff spot. In those 17 starts, he's hitting .300 with an OPS of .786. Back to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 918, Vern, I like to see Garcia get a shot at staying at shortstop, have Bobby at third. Why is this organization set on keeping Junior at short? Yeah, it's a fair question. You know, just eye test wise, you know, Garcia looks like a shortstop. Bobby looks more like a third baseman, especially look at those the broad shoulders of Bobby. He's a 9 days away from turning 23 is only going to get stronger and bigger. Yeah, I don't disagree. Why is the organization set on keeping him at short? I don't know if they're set at keeping him there. They're set on evaluating him there this season, but they can change course this offseason. And maybe that's the right decision. You know, Bobby's an outstanding athlete. Bobby, I think, would make sensational plays everywhere on the diamond. Center field, corner outfield, second, short, third. He'd put on a show wherever he was. But yeah, asking a player with that kind of offensive tool belt to ask him to play a premium position, maybe the premium position, 150 times a summer, it's tough. And you're telling him, you know, we're 24 games below 500. You're hitting at the top of the lineup. You're at shortstop every day. It's a lot. Not saying third base is a walk in the park, but from everything I've learned, it's certainly not the physical grind that shortstop is. So it's a very fair question, and we'll see what they do moving forward. But for the time being, Bobby's going to get a large majority of the looks at short. Also worth noting, Nicky Lopez, his days at shortstop certainly appear to be over. We know Bobby's getting a majority of the looks, and Michael Garcia right now is going to get any scraps. Yeah. It was a long time ago. Feels like a long time ago that Nicky Lopez made that run at Gold Glove at shortstop. Was that 2021? That was also the year he hit 300. Let's go to Stefan. Stefan writes in. Vern, as you know, the answer to your question about future trades, that's way too long. I'm going to have to read that during the commercial break because that is very choppy. Joey in Grain Valley, happy that the boys put 6 runs on the board. Yeah, that was nice to see. Just unfortunately, it happened the same night that the opposition scored 9. All right, so Pam wrote in earlier just yelling at me about how I'm a homer and I better not come on the air with some excuse. And so I asked her, well, what do you want me to say? You know, I do this show every day. I can't just scream every night because you're listening. You can't just swoop in once a week and go, hey, I'm listening, scream about it. She writes, Vern, just don't apologize for the team. Call it the way it is. If you don't want to scream, don't. I've been listening to this god-awful mess this entire godforsaken season. I know I've had enough of it, and I'm so ready to cheer that I could scream. Now she's going off about the Chiefs. All right. Yeah, it seems like they're hurting your health, Pam. I would advise, yes, stop listening. If you hate it so much, Lord, help yourself a little bit. Get real. It's that bad? Well, why are you still doing it to yourself? From the 620, Vern, how long are we going to evaluate? All frickin' year? I think we know what we have and what we don't have. Start making changes. Is our manager going to be nice to everyone all season, or is he going to put his big boy pants on and choose somebody out when they drop a pop fly? Well, an evaluation year, normally takes a year. So, yeah, they're going to be doing that all year. Because, as you know, you're a smart baseball fan, I assume. Baseball's about consistency, doing it every day, every month, every year. Right, and there's no way you know what they have 60 games into the season. They have a loser, sure. We all know that. Everyone knows that. But you don't know what these players are going to be, what they're going to look like in 3 months from now, let alone 3 years from now. Get real. You can't evaluate a ball player on 60 games. Outside of Bobby Witt Jr., none of these young ball players that are being evaluated, none of them have played a full big league season. So get out of here with that. And when is our manager going to stop being nice to everyone and choose somebody out? Yeah, I don't. I can tell you what he would say to that. If I thought it would help, I would do it. That'd be his response. That's not good enough for you. Well, take it up with him. From the 6-2-0, Vern, 20 games we've lost after having the lead. 20. Unbelievable. Tell me that is not on the manager. Okay, well, all right, so we're blaming the manager again? I don't understand how you guys finish these texts. Like, do you proofread them and think them through? 60 games into the season, the team, in your eyes, is better than this, but being held back by the manager? With all due respect, what the hell are you talking about? You want to fire a second manager in 7 months? And who do you want to bring in? What are you looking for? You got John McGraw. You going to bring him in? Who are we going with? What are you talking about? You want to blame the coaches again? Some of you people don't deserve a winner because you don't even know what you're talking about. Blaming the manager 60 games into a season because a pitching staff has given up 8-plus runs in more than a quarter of the games. Oh, man, yeah, just change up the manager. That'll shore that right up. I mean, think sometimes. Golly. Guys act like you're so frail, but God, I'm listening to these games. I've watched every pitch of all 60, and yet I'm able to keep my sanity, have coherent thoughts, think things through, clean it up. Here's someone from the 816 with like a 1,000-word text to Patrick Mahomes asking him to save the Royals. You think Patrick Mahomes works here? The hell are you people? From the 816, Vern, our outfield defense is lacking. We make attention to detail mistakes, base running gaffes, base running errors. Do they need more focus or more fielding practice? Well, I would say more focus, no doubt. And they need more experience. MJ Melendez needs more experience in right field. Drew Waters needs more focus at times. Drew Waters needs some confidence, in my opinion, right now. I don't know if Drew Waters feels like he's necessarily a part of the team yet. Hasn't really had those huge moments to help the team win. But yeah, focus is no doubt a part of it. Experience is also a big part of it. Because I'm sure you remember watching Moose and Haas and Salvi and those guys make these same mistakes. Because they did. I remember. I was there. Yeah, Stefan writes in, Vern going after Q is grasping at straws and missing the point. This is embarrassing. Yeah, well, and that's probably a good reason for me to give you the rest of my game notes. One that stands out to me, and maybe you guys already knew this, MJ Melendez in his career, even including tonight, in his career against lefties, hitting .286 with an OPS of .827. His OPS against righties is in the upper, you know, like .670, right around there, but against lefties, .827.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's hot sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going. Blending rugged muscle with precision engineering. All supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate. So gear goes in fast. And the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure. Season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Prado, Melendez, and Salvi. Salvi's multi-hit night was his team-leading 18th multi-hit game. He's done so in half of his last 10 games. Add it all up, though, and it's the 42nd loss of the season, and it's now up to Zach Greinke to turn this thing around. He'll square off with the left-hander Jesus Luzardo tomorrow at 5:40. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4:30. We'll head back inside that Royals clubhouse and take a dive into the text line after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The 1-2. Prado drills it deep to right field. Sanchez back, turns around, looks up, and it's gone into the second deck. Nick Prado unloads for a solo home run, and the Royals lead 3-0 in the top of the third.
That lead would grow 4-0 after the top half of the third. It was as good as it would get. 4-0 heading to the bottom of the third. 9 unanswered from Miami. Does the boys in blue in as it normally does? 9-6 the final score, but Nick Prado stays red hot since his recall. 33 games, a batting average of .307, an OPS of .888. Royals record, though, 18-42. My game notes following this 9-6 loss presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Let's go to the text line, the 913. Vern just wanted to give a shout out to my man Nick Prado. He looks like a true leadoff hitter. Yeah, this was the 10th game for Prado in the leadoff spot. He's hitting .275 with an OPS of .845 atop the lineup. Certainly looks comfortable. Doesn't doesn't look anxious in the box. Bobby always looked anxious. Still kind of does. Now, Bobby today, 1-for-5, run scored, stolen base, his 19th stolen base of the season. That's fourth best in baseball. Infield single, Bobby hit in the two spot today. That was his 17th start outside the leadoff spot. In those 17 starts, he's hitting .300 with an OPS of .786. Back to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 918, Vern, I like to see Garcia get a shot at staying at shortstop, have Bobby at third. Why is this organization set on keeping Junior at short? Yeah, it's a fair question. You know, just eye test wise, you know, Garcia looks like a shortstop. Bobby looks more like a third baseman, especially look at the broad shoulders of Bobby. He's 9 days away from turning 23. He's only going to get stronger and bigger. Yeah, I don't disagree. Why is the organization set on keeping him at short? I don't know if they're set at keeping him there. They're set on evaluating him there this season, but they can change course this offseason. And maybe that's the right decision. You know, Bobby's an outstanding athlete. Bobby, I think, would make sensational plays everywhere on the diamond. Center field, corner outfield, second, short, third. He'd put on a show wherever he was. But yeah, asking a player with that kind of offensive tool belt to ask him to play a premium position, maybe the premium position, 150 times a summer, it's tough. And you're telling him, you know, we're 24 games below 500. You're hitting at the top of the lineup. You're at shortstop every day. It's a lot. Not saying third base is a walk in the park, but from everything I've learned, it's certainly not the physical grind that shortstop is. So it's a very fair question, and we'll see what they do moving forward. But for the time being, Bobby's going to get a large majority of the looks at short. Also worth noting, Nicky Lopez, his days at shortstop certainly appear to be over. We know Bobby's getting a majority of the looks, and Michael Garcia right now is going to get any scraps. Now, it's a long time ago. Feels like a long time ago that Nicky Lopez made that run at Gold Glove at shortstop. Was that 2021? That was also the year he hit .300. Let's go to Stefan. Stefan writes in. Vern, as you know, the answer to your question about future trades, that's way too long. I'm going to have to read that during the commercial break because that is very choppy. Joey in Grain Valley, happy that the boys put 6 runs on the board. Yeah, that was nice to see. Just unfortunately, it happened the same night that the opposition scored 9. All right, so Pam wrote in earlier just yelling at me about how I'm a homer and I better not come on the air with some excuse. And so I asked her, well, what do you want me to say? You know, I do this show every day. I can't just scream every night because you're listening. You can't just swoop in once a week and go, hey, I'm listening, scream about it. She writes, Vern, just don't apologize for the team. Call it the way it is. If you don't want to scream, don't. I've been listening to this god-awful mess this entire godforsaken season. I know I've had enough of it, and I'm so ready to cheer that I could scream. Now she's going off about the Chiefs. All right. Yeah, it seems like they're hurting your health, Pam. I would advise, yes, stop listening. if you hate it so much. Lord, help yourself a little bit. Get real. It's that bad? Well, why are you still doing it to yourself? From the 620, Vern, how long are we going to evaluate? All frickin' year? I think we know what we have and what we don't have. Start making changes. Is our manager going to be nice to everyone all season, or is he going to put his big boy pants on and choose somebody out when they drop a pop fly? Well, an evaluation year, normally takes a year. So, yeah, they're going to be doing that all year. Because, as you know, you're a smart baseball fan, I assume. Baseball's about consistency. Doing it every day, every month, every year. Right? And there's no way you know what they have 60 games into the season. They have a loser, sure. We all know that. Everyone knows that. But you don't know what these players are going to be, what they're going to look like in 3 months from now, let alone 3 years from now. Get real. You can't evaluate a ball player on 60 games. Outside of Bobby Witt Jr., none of these young ball players that are being evaluated, none of them have played a full big league season. So get out of here with that. And when is our manager going to stop being nice to everyone and choose somebody out? Yeah, I don't. I can tell you what he would say to that. If I thought it would help, I would do it. That'd be his response. That's not good enough for you. Well, take it up with him. From the 6-2-0, Vern, 20 games we've lost after having the lead. 20. Unbelievable. Tell me that is not on the manager. Okay, well, all right, so we're blaming the manager again? I don't understand how you guys finish these texts. Like, do you proofread them and think them through? 60 games into the season, the team, in your eyes, is better than this, but being held back by the manager? With all due respect, what the hell are you talking about? You want to fire a second manager in 7 months? And who do you want to bring in? What are you looking for? You got John McGraw. You going to bring him in? Who are we going with? What are you talking about? You want to blame the coaches again? Some of you people don't deserve a winner because you don't even know what you're talking about. Blaming the manager 60 games into a season because a pitching staff has given up 8-plus runs in more than a quarter of the games. Oh, man, yeah, just change up the manager. That'll shore that right up. I mean, think sometimes. Golly. Guys act like you're so fro, but God, I'm listening to these games. I've watched every pitch of all 60, and yet I'm able to keep my sanity, have coherent thoughts, think things through, clean it up. Here's someone from the 816 with like a 1,000-word text to Patrick Mahomes asking him to save the Royals. You think Patrick Mahomes works here? The hell are you people? From the 816, Vern, our outfield defense is lacking. We make attention to detail mistakes, base running gaffes, base running errors. Do they need more focus or more fielding practice? Well, I would say more focus, no doubt. And they need more experience. MJ Melendez needs more experience in right field. Drew Waters needs more focus at times. Drew Waters needs some confidence, in my opinion, right now. I don't know if Drew Waters feels like he's necessarily a part of the team yet. Hasn't really had those huge moments to help the team win. But yeah, focus is no doubt a part of it. Experience is also a big part of it. Because I'm sure you remember watching Moose and Haas and Salvi and Those guys make these same mistakes, because they did. I remember. I was there. Yeah, Stefan writes in, Vern, going after Q is grasping at straws and missing the point. This is embarrassing. Yeah, well, and that's probably a good reason for me to give you the rest of my game notes. One that stands out to me, and maybe you guys already knew this, MJ Melendez in his career, even including tonight, in his career against lefties, hitting .286 with an OPS of .827. His OPS against righties is in the upper, you know, like .670, right around there, but against lefties, .827. He's going to get another chance tomorrow against a lefty. Jesus Luzardo squares off against future Hall of Famer Zach Greinke. It's a 5:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4:30. Speaking of Greinke, looks like he's going to be on the mound Father's Day against the Angels. I got two tickets to the game. You can win them tomorrow on the On Deck Show again beginning at 4:30. Chris Unocero is the person that hung up on you, Ty. So there you go. Chris Unocero. Thanks for the help, Chris. Not on hanging up on him. I mean, like, help with the show, whatever.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going. Backed by Toyota's reputation for legendary reliability. Step into a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering impressive torque and serious towing power. Or take a look at Tacoma with an available power liftgate, so gear goes in fast and the adventure keeps moving. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.